Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council Study Session for Monday, October 6, 2008. The first item on our agenda is to review the agenda for the upcoming council meeting. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. And I will start off with that. Item 7J, the Rhodes Junior High School Pool Rehabilitation. This has been an issue that I believe was introduced for approval of a contract a couple months ago. And for a variety of reasons, it was approved by the previous council. The contract was presented to this council. There were a lot of questions that were raised by some council members that time, and so it was pulled off the agenda. And we've spent quite a bit of time going back and forth, and I understand that is now, through feedback from the community and everything, it's become a fairly passionate issue. And I believe rather than leave it on consent agenda, it's an item that we probably need to address. Councilmember Richens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to craft some kind of compromise, if I could, to kind of figure out how we can move this forward, maybe still on consent, maybe not, and see if... So we've worked on a motion that, or some kind of a motion that we can make upstairs, or we can amend it now to leave it on consent, but basically it's to award the contract to Sun Eagle Corporation as the contract manager at risk with a guaranteed maximum price that we've had, the $6,459,922.35 as the upper limit on that project. The key part of the motion, though, is to move this pool forward, the construction forward, immediately, because the delays are a real big part of the contention. And so if we award this contract now, move the pool forward so they can begin work immediately. But part of the motion, I want to direct the contractor to reduce the scope and eliminate the flow rider from it, but make sure that the pool has all the standard amenities that we've had at other pools across the city. It's what our staff is used to maintaining. It's like the Southwest Airlines approach, if you will. You know, they have the same kind of plane because it's just cheaper to maintain. They have experience maintaining those things. So that way, I'm in full support of the pool. I have always been in full support of the pool. I'm also in full support of moving this pool forward as quickly as we can. But my discomfort level has always been around the flow rider and the flow rider only. I just don't feel we have the experience or the liability fully understood about what this thing means to us. So that would be my compromise. If we could put that concept on consent, if everybody would agree to that, then maybe you can stay on consent and move forward.
I'm thinking I'm sorry, Mr. Brady. No, I'm
just
trying
to agree to that now. Any member of council can pull it again upstairs or...
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to wonder if we really need to talk about it upstairs. Why don't we leave it off right now? Why don't we take it off and let's talk about it. I think it's important enough that enter your motion upstairs and let's talk about it upstairs.
Okay.
I think it has enough concern. There's a lot of, I believe, a lot of discussion, a lot of passion, a lot of misinformation, and I believe it's necessary that we be as transparent with this as we possibly can, which would mean a full discussion upstairs. Well, so we'll await your motion and we'll pull item 7J off the consent agenda. Any other item on page 6? Page 7? Page 8?
Mayor?
Mr. Wesley.
Item 8G is the rezoning for the Mesa Proving Grounds property that we've been working on here now for several months. We've had several discussions with council about it. We're ready for introduction of the ordinance. Want to point out a few minor changes since your meeting and discussion at your study session last Thursday morning. The first is that we have made some slight adjustments. Pass this around. To the actual ordinance itself, we had to restructure it just a little bit, primarily taking the references to the provisions in Sections 9, 10, and 13 out as a stip by themselves and moving them to their own section. In addition to that, you have at your seats this evening a couple of changes to the actual community plan itself. One of those is to Section 4.6, Project Governance. And what's new there is an Item B that specifies a requirement that should the master developer at some point in the future change, that that new master developer would need to come in to a council meeting and give a presentation to the council about their intent to continue to implement the vision for the property. The second change is at the bottom of that same page in 4.7, some wording that was eliminated dealing with the submittal of the master plans. That's just a final workout of agreement language between the city engineer and the applicant in this case. And the third item I wanted to point out is on the next page. It's an amendment to Section 6, which is the site plan portion of the community plan. And this part deals with what's being designated as a major plan amendment, or excuse me, a major site plan and minor site plan. As we continue to discuss this, we know that there are going to be the opportunities for some pretty significant projects to come in, projects that have experience elsewhere in the country that have demonstrated ability of a very high quality development and may have some very sensitive time schedules to get implemented. So we've created a Section 3 under E for exceptions to the what's typically considered a major or minor site plan that would allow the city manager to approve some exceptions and allow us to go ahead and consider some bigger projects as minor site plans and follow that more administrative process, again, in order to help speed these high-quality projects through the process. Just wanted to point out those last changes to the clean document you got last week as red lines that would be part of the introduction this evening if council is agreeable.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I also have an amendment to pass along for council's consideration, and it's in front of you already. We passed it out. It's an amendment to Section 4 of the Community Plan, 4.1 Part E, which this amendment would require an economic development report to be filed with ED every 3 years so that to describe how the economic development goals as set forth in the project narrative and the major general plan amendment are coming to fruition. The language here was worked on, thank you, Mayor, as well as with DMB and city staff. So I would like to offer that as an amendment to this as well to be considered tonight. And if we're in agreement, I'd like to have that added in and left on the consent agenda.
Is there every council member in agreement with including this new language in? Okay, so be it. Thank you very much. Anything else on page 8? Page 9? Page 10? Councilmember Summers.
Nothing specific, Mayor, but on page 10, I thought we ought to mention, because everything here is on consent, that there are, we're approving the city manager at various areas to accept funding for what totals 16 school resource officers. So we're continuing funding both in the Mesa Public Schools and the Gilbert Public Schools inside the city of Mesa.
Great, thank you. Page 11?
In the city of Mesa.
Within the city of Mesa.
Two school districts, all the city of Mesa.
Two districts, one city.
One city, one happy family.
Okay. Item 2, hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Vice Mayor.
One I'll mention, those yesterday, the Three for Free are three museums in downtown that Target is sponsoring to be open the first Sunday of each month for free for people to come down, and came down and met with our folks from Target who are sponsoring it for us. But we had a very successful day. A lot of folks came downtown. I think the Arizona Museum of Natural History had 2,570 people come through the door yesterday afternoon. The Museum for Youth had 1,081 come through the door, and Contemporary Arts had 715. That's a lot of people walking through the downtown that we just don't ever have down here. So it was a very successful kickoff.
Thank you. And I think I've heard that that is at least 10 times more than what they would have on a normal Sunday.
I asked at the Museum of Natural History what a normal Sunday would be, and they said 300 to 400 people, yeah. And they had 2,570. So good. They were busy.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Brady, scheduled meetings and general information.
Thank you, Mayor. We are getting ready to go into the busy time of the year for the city with a lot of activities, and appreciate the participation that we had from the council this past weekend. I think we also had a very successful household hazardous waste event on the east side that we'll be talking about how well that did here pretty soon. But just a reminder, we do have a study session on October 9th at 7:30, and this Saturday, District 6 will be sponsoring a pancake breakfast at Fire Station 212, which is at approximately Ellsworth and Guadalupe, and that's from 8 to 10, so I invite you to be part of that. Just looking forward, remember that October 18th is the Getting Arizona Involved in Neighborhoods event, and we'll be coordinating with all the council members and the mayor regarding the scheduled events for that night to make sure we can attend as many of the neighborhood events as possible. Also in October 23rd, we'll be having the ribbon cutting, the open house of the crime lab, which will be the grand opening late in that afternoon on October 23rd, so we'll make sure the council can participate in that. And then on Saturday, October 25th, we'll be having the City Hall at the Mall. This time we'll be having it at Superstition Springs, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and so we'll invite everybody to participate in that too. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Any other items? Yes, Councilmember Higgins.
No one mentioned the successful kickoff of MacFest on Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Which will be continuing for every Saturday from 10 to 4. Please come on down. It was a lot of fun. There were many, many, many people downtown.
Many people.
Many. No, it was actually quite...
Little people. Many people.
Quite crowded and very enjoyable. So please come on out if you missed it last week. And even if you were there, come on again and buy some great stuff.
I think it is. Yeah. We've declared a conflict since you are selling artwork down there.
No one spoke up. I had to.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll give it a pass this time.
Make sure you stop it.
No, we'd like to congratulate Johann Zietzman and Vern Mather, who was the chair of citizen chair of the committee. Great start to MacFest, and hopefully that they'll just build on the success and the foundation they've laid, because it really was a nice turnout and very nice participation. Good art there, by the way. My wife made several deposits in our booths. So, all righty, anything else? Okay, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Council members Summers and Vice Mayor, all in favor?
Aye.
I will adjourn and get back together in 17 minutes.